USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says a major weapons bust near Coors Field in Denver is not related to Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. One of the suspects, Ricardo Rodriguez, telling CBS News what kind of weapons were involved.
Three mid-size assault rifles. They had a sniper rifle, probably two of them. Three mid-size assault rifles.
Wildfires continue to rage out west. Two firefighters dying Saturday after their aircraft crashed while trying to contain the Cedar Basin fire in Arizona. Meanwhile, the largest wildfire burning in California continues to burn. The Beckwith Complex fire has scorched over 86,000 acres and expands to Nevada as it forces more evacuations near the Sierra Nevada mountain range. The blaze is roughly 20% contained. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Former President Donald Trump closed out CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, criticizing President Joe Biden's handling of the unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton compares the current president's approach to border security to the former president's on Fox News.
There were lots of things that were really working well. The numbers came way down. And sure enough, here we are a year later. We have the worst numbers that I think I've ever seen. We have more drug trafficking. We have more human trafficking. We have more sex trafficking. It is a disaster. And for some reason, the cartels are the only ones that I think are benefiting. I don't even think the people coming here are benefiting.
Rhode Island Democrat Senator Jack Reed says President Biden's decision to pull troops out of Afghanistan was likely the best of many poor choices. The Senate Armed Service Committee chair saying he believes Cabal will be able to hold its own. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A billionaire entrepreneur reaches space in his own ship.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space on Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards creating that industry. The veteran of four space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper. And so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas held a straw poll of its activists on who they wanted to be the Republican presidential candidate in 2024. Former President Donald Trump easily won the contest with 70% of the vote, with Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis a distant second at 21%. No other candidate topped 1%. Former President Donald Trump mum on if he will run in 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.